Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
The Beehive is cackling on social media over a little friendly shade thrown at Beyonce's Renaissance World Tour. So last night it kicked off in Sweden. Of course, as we know, the land of Swiss cheese, which was a bad joke that I made yesterday. Sweden, known for their meatballs and their amazing, easy-to-build furniture at IKEA.
There you go.
Not known for their cheese. But anyway, Beyonce's fans have been a little upset that there haven't been a lot of visuals with this album. I mean, we've had...
Hold on one second. Bert, mute your... microphone. Well, never mind. The sirens are gone.
Yeah, it's Bert's because I heard it a little while ago.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Every person in their car is looking behind them right now to see if they're being pulled over.
God, it was that loud for you? So I'm in Minneapolis today. My fiance got me a birthday present, and she and I are in Minneapolis watching the Padres play the Twins. So that's why I'm doing the show from here, and an ambulance just went by. There you go.
Oh, I was going to say, can't you afford a Airbnb in a nicer neighborhood?
It's Minneapolis. It's downtown Minneapolis. I don't think there are bad neighborhoods here.
Anyway, back to my visuals. Yeah. So Beyonce fans have been upset that there have been a lack of visuals for this album. And so there was a little bit of shade thrown at the tour. They used the voice of God, one of the voiceovers, to let the fans know when exactly the visuals will be coming. Okay, so that was a little bit harder to hear than I anticipated. But basically, of course, it's a Beyonce concert. The lights are flashing. There are massive words on the screen, and it says, "You've asked for the visuals, but the queen moves at her own pace. So grab your fork and grab your spoon," and then she, boom, goes into formation.
I don't even know what to do with this knowledge.
Okay. Hello?
I have no idea what that means.
You said it was the voice of God. Well, apparently he's listening to E-Buzz today.
No, that was Jason Sudeikis.
God, is that you?
Yeah, what is going
Are
on?
Are they different?
Did you just happening? Tell me that God is Ted Lasso? Is that what you're
saying? Katie, I had Katie potted up. She was doing production in the background.
Okay.
Dear God. Anyway.
Fitting nonetheless.
So, I was like, can I just do my E-Buzz, please?
The last 2 days of E-Buzz really have just taken a toll on my mental health. But anyway, this is basically a way for her to tease that more is coming. Okay. It's just, she's just going a little slower.
Got it. And my visuals are like, we need music videos.
Yeah. All of that. I mean, she had a whole visual album, Lemonade. I mean, so people are like, where is it? And she's like, I'm just moving at my own pace. I'm Beyonce. Give me a second.
See, they got greedy because of how she released Lemonade.
Yeah.
And that like had a whole like docuseries, documentary with
every
it.
Every song.
Pretty much. And so now it's like, okay, this is different. This is Renaissance. This is not Lemonade. So slow your roll.
Slow your roll. But I will say I was watching some videos of people posting on TikTok of the concert, and Beyonce knows how to set up a show because she put a bar right next to the stage. If you're in the club Renaissance section, you can just, like, Beyonce could be right there in front of you and you could be getting your vodka soda.
Oh, how cool is that?
So nice. I'm like, Taylor, get on this.
I also saw that she had, like, somehow a stage, like, brought her out to the stage. It was like a big moving stick because I was with Katie at the time that she came live, so I don't know what time it was here, but she grabbed me by the neck and stopped everything and told me Beyonce is on stage right now. And so we started, like, watching the stream of it, but it looks amazing. Like the visuals I saw.
Yeah. And the other thing that I think is so cool, I wish more artists that have a typically female leading audience would do, is she made all the bathrooms gender neutral, which was a huge situation, especially at Taylor's show in Atlanta, where there were some girls going to the men's bathroom and they got kicked out because they're like, you shouldn't be able to use this. But they're like, there are no guys here. Like, and we have to pee.
Oh, yeah. That was the best thing I ever happened at a New Kids on the Block concert I went to forever ago down in Fort Lauderdale, because they knew like 98% of the audience was going to be women, and they didn't do gender neutral, which I think is like the smartest thing to do. They turned almost all the bathrooms into women's bathrooms. So even the men's bathrooms, those were women's bathrooms. And so they just had a handful for the dudes, and everything else was like women's bathrooms.
Yeah. I thought it was such a smart move. I wish more people would do it, because like, I remember when I went to go see Taylor last week, and I was like, I just want to take shots because I don't want any liquids, because I know the line for the bathroom is going to be absolutely heinous. But yeah, I was watching some really ratchet live streams of the Renaissance tour, and it looks so good that I'm like, how much are these tickets again? Can I afford to go and see Beyonce after spending my life saving?
I looked them up too.
I know.
Yeah, they ain't coming down.
What are they coming at? What are they at right now?
Everything that I saw, I mean, the lowest that I saw was about 800. Everything else was like 15 or more.
Mm-hmm. And you know, those are like the nosebleed seats too. People are trying to make a quick buck off of that.
Yeah, like 1,200 to sit in a nosebleed.
Might be worth it though. It looks great.
The Burt Show.